Hi, everybody. Well, today is Friday, if you don't know that. If you're on an archive, it could be a different day. But the date today for this program is June 19, 2015. So we have people who like us to clear the numbers, people who know about numerology and things, and they go, oh, I don't know, this number doesn't look too good today or something. So we don't just do a clearing for the numbers to put you more into peace. What we do is put you into peace here. So here we go. Let's clear June, which would be the sixth number. So clearing the sixth, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I will clear the date, which is the 19th, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we could also do the 1 and the 9 separately, so clearing the 1. So clearing it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and clearing the 9, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then we got the year here, which is 2015, so let's just clear that all at one time. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, so you may feel some of the energies leave you from this day. And let's... make sure that you're all here. Remember, if you're not in the present moment, then you're out on a timeline. So some people live on timelines continuously. So if you are on a timeline and you're not in the present moment, then you're on a darkness of light. That's what I call it, an alien, unwanted universal travelers, their timelines that they create for people to experience. And they just do a copy and paste of the now timeline and then put you into a scene. So they're controlling everything to deal with you and your life, just like your natal chart does. You may wonder why you have one, and that's the reason. Remember, that's their alien programs to control you and to make you think the way they want you to think. And different alien races have different agendas. So... let's get you into the present moment. So what we do is a finger exercise. You just take your index finger. Some people actually do both of them, but you can do one or the other of your, you know, one of your hands, and just kind of move, have your body move it in front of you, and it should be directly on center. So don't get too mental. You know, don't, you know, look at it and go, well, it's just a little bit off here, or maybe not. It should be just pointing in front of you. If you can see a change and you're not in front of yourself, with your finger, then if you're to the left, you're in the past. It means you're living in the past. And the past normally brings forth your current future reality because you're programming your past to bring it into the future. And then you live that continuously. So that means that you're dealing with upsets and problems and situations from the past. And you really don't want to do that, but that's what the aliens love to do for people, is to put them into the past. And then they recycle that over and over again into the present moment. So you want to now move your finger or bring your brain to the present moment here for people in the past. So just see where you are. Here we go. Moving into the present moment. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And some people actually can feel the room change and shift a little bit because now you're in source energy with your spirit on this timeline. Otherwise, you're in a fabricated alien timeline that doesn't exist on the Earth. It's a fabrication. Now, for the people that are in the future, that would be to the right off center. I will bring them back. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So now our whole listening audience should be in the present moment. And this is where you can connect to your spirit, because your spirit cannot connect to you if you're not in the present moment. That's all that it knows. So let's energize the light beam. So if you have... the light beams up on your monitor screen will energize them for you to bring in peace energy. And I bring in males right now. Mainly the last 6 months has been males, I believe. A lot of stuff is going on out there. We just need a little more horsepower here. So here's the male energies. There'll be three males coming into your picture on your monitor screen. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And next light beam, if you happen to have three of them up, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And that makes 6 light beams, another light beam picture. And here we go, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So now you have 9 light beams helping you out, bringing you into the present moment here, giving you peace energy. That's what source energy is peace. So let's see if our co-host is on tonight. And tonight is our paranormal show. So we'll just see what's paranormal out there. So, Anne, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Ron, and good evening, everyone. Welcome. If you're a first-time listener, a special welcome to you. Ron's website is creationlightship.com. Please go there as soon as you can and check out all the information and some wonderful free healings that you can do. Thank you, Ron, so much for bringing us all here so everyone listening is present and accounted for, and for charging up the beautiful light beings. That's always such a pleasure to have those activated while we're doing the show. And also the numbers, thank you for clearing those. But can you just, since it's a Friday and it's the end of many people in this country's work week, can we just kind of get the ickies off of us from work, and hopefully people are able to shift into a state of being a little more relaxed for the weekend?
Okay, so here we go. So if you have situations, conditions, typically traumas and dramas and things that's affecting you, remember they happen all the time for people living here. So let's release that from you. So think of one of your major ones that you've had. Here we go. Releasing that one energy. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll do another one, maybe your second pass. Here we go. So think of that now. One, two, three, four, and five. So the reason why I have to ask you to think about it is because the dark side gave you mind energy to use. In source energy, you don't think. Your whole body is conscious with your spirit. And there's no thinking, because when you think, then you're judging. And so when you judge, then you're in duality. And when you're in duality, it depends where you are on the scale. Are you at, you know, the very far end of one particular situation? Then you have to seek balance to go the opposite end of that. So it's kind of like love-hate, typically, or, you know, something like that. But normally, you know, you got to swing back and forth and back and forth. That's what your typical, we'll say, karma would be, what people talk about. And they say the reason why you're here is because in your last lifetime, maybe, you know, you stepped on an ant, or you did something bad to this person, and now you're married to them, and you wonder why you have a bad relationship in your marriage, and that's because what you did to them in the last lifetime. Well, all that is where the darkness works. So that's just the way they want you to live your life, because you're in duality. Source energy doesn't know duality. Didn't create duality, never created the darkness. The darkness never created the light. Just two different energies are out there, and unfortunately, the darkness energies came into source energy and where we are on this planet and overtook it. So what I sort of sense is and see is people maybe just got tired of being peaceful. They wanted to have that emotional up and down, back and forth, and that's what they chose, and that's, you know, bringing them back into forced reincarnation here. So in light, there's no such thing as reincarnation. It doesn't exist. So you choose one life, and that's it. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. And that's so very interesting and helpful, and I feel that all that you just said would be so informative to any new people that might have just tuned in for the first time, but it's also always wonderful for all of us who are familiar with Creation Lightship and the healings to hear all of this, and you always add a little something to what you tell us. We have a lot of questions tonight about timeline crashes, and I'd love to talk about that. And I guess starting with, if you could just, I found myself trying to describe to somebody the other day who asked me, what is a timeline? You know, what do you mean by that? So if you could kind of maybe talk about timelines a little bit and tell us what they are. Ron?
Yes, here we go. So timelines are alien abductions. And the alien abductions put you onto timelines. So whatever alien is controlling you, or alien race or group or whatever, is controlling you on a timeline. So that might be a little hard for people to understand. So I'll just talk about another alien abduction that everybody knows about. That is when you lose your keys. What happened? You lost your slippers, lost your car, you know, in the shopping center. What happened to it? Well, you're on a different timeline. So right away, you know now that you've been abducted. So that's the facts behind the matter. And most people just think that they're stupid because they lost their keys and they look all over the place or whatever, and same with your car. And then all of a sudden, voila, it shows up. So how does it show up? Well, you go back to that timeline and you bring it into this timeline. So the aliens allow you to do that because it'd be pretty hard for you to lose something. But there are people who lost stuff forever. But typically, some items, they go, oh, we made a mistake here. This person's supposed to have their keys. You know, they always put it on their dresser at night, and they know they put it there and it's gone, and we better get it back to them. And so, you know, that's what they do. They'll get it back to you normally. If you lost money, you may not ever find it, naturally, because somebody may have spent it. So you can also, if you wanted to see an abduction process, go to YouTube. And this is one where the aliens were abducting, I believe, a German, I think it was either FedEx or UPS semi-truck. So just kind of type that in there. And you can actually see it because they have the cameras, you know, that are taking pictures of cars going by the freeway, and you're going to see it actually levitate. And then when it came down, nothing was in it, they said, I guess. So, and if you're watching the footage, you wonder, well, how could they have taken it? Wouldn't I have seen that? Well, they're in control of time. So if they're in control of time, they can do anything they want to you anytime. And they just stop time and freeze it. And you don't know that it's frozen. You could be frozen for a year. And, you know, they're doing different things to you, maybe experimentations, maybe you're a sperm donor, maybe you're a baby factory, you know, and you're just taken elsewhere. And they do this stuff to you. I won't get too much into it. It gets too graphic. But that's what can happen. So you think that you're here all the time, but you're not. So then you're on timeline. So how do you get onto a timeline? That's probably the main thing is you're a nice person. You do wonderful things for people. And you wonder why you keep having, like, reoccurring thoughts or something going on, or you have a theme in your life that you can't get rid of. Well, they're creating that for you. So let's just say you're walking along outside, and, you know, you trip, you know, for some reason. Maybe you're something on the sidewalk you didn't see, and you trip, and you skin your knee. Well, right away, aliens are going to see that and go, oh, boy, we got this one this time. You know, maybe you're a young child and you're crying and it's bleeding, you know, and you're, you know, maybe one of your first experiences and you saw blood for the first time and that freaks you out. And you know, now your mother comes and helps you out. So what happens during that time? Well, the aliens say, oh, this person's in physical pain. Well, we like to steal the energy from that. So they're not getting your pain. They're getting the frequency that you're transmitting out there, which would be a pain energy, but it's still energy. So whatever energy you're emitting, whether it be a negative thought, a bad thought, or you know, whatever, positive, negative, it doesn't make any difference, but you want to be neutral. So they get you because of having a thought that is either negative or positive. And then you're on a timeline, so they deal with you with emotional situations, typically probably more than pain, and you know, when you're there, then they abduct you. You don't know that you're abducted. And now if you have a lot of pain, like maybe you just recovered from an operation or something and it's hurting a lot, then all of a sudden, you know, they may sell you to other aliens because they're timeline sharing you, you know. So just think of you being sold, you know, on timelines. And you could be out on 1,000 timelines by different alien races controlling you because they're getting benefit out of it. So that's sort of what timelines are. So timelines are when you're abducted and you're living in an artificially cloned replica planet Earth, and all of your friends are there that you know here. All the scenery is there. They have the film footage, we'll say. They just copy and paste what's here in the real reality of source energy, and they make it their own. And so that's sort of that. So deja vu is one of those situations when you're on timelines. Because somehow you got a bleed through. And maybe there's a mistake that happened, you know? Maybe the alien didn't block out the film footage, you know, to download. They came to you down here. They go, uh-oh, they saw something. And they're saying, I just think I was there, or, you know, what happened, you know? So that's your deja vu. That's another thing, but of being out on timelines. And then maybe you're walking someplace, or you go on a vacation. You go, man, I've been here before, but I never been in Colorado, but this looks very, very familiar, and I haven't even ate at that restaurant. Well, they abducted you, and they put you there. So two things happen. One is either they replicate you on your exact same situation that you're living, whatever you are doing, they're doing it on multiple timelines, and or they just take you somewhere else and drop you off, and you're there. And, you know, like I say, most people have been told by other people that they saw you someplace that you weren't, and they swear that they saw you, and you didn't say hi to them when they said hi back, because it was a clone replica of you. And that's another situation that you have, because they clone you out on timelines. So hopefully I answered that question. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron, and you did. And also, one of the questions from earlier was actually, you've really explained what the timelines are, and now I want to segue into talking about how we can crash the timelines we don't want to be on. But what one person's question was about the deja vu, and they actually said, could doing a timeline crash cause a deja vu?
No, I doubt that. It may make you aware of it, you know. Remember,
okay.
You're already on, you know, if it comes into your consciousness and you're thinking about it, your thought means that you've been there already. So remember, the aliens give you your thoughts because you're living with collective consciousness. And so collective consciousness, you could call it, I use the word loosely, the mind of God, you know, or whatever is out there. They create these situations and all the vocabularies here. That's why we have keyword clearing. Alien keyword. That way they can't abduct you as easily if you have certain words that they use all the time. I guess the biggest word would probably be maybe love. That's everybody likes to hear the word love. And so there, whenever you say that, you're probably hooked up to an alien timeline of love energy, whether you know it or not. So the keywords are a way that they can actually abduct you. You can get keywords on your computer. You can read something and all of a sudden get programmed from that. The natal chart, what we have also is a way to, you know, get yourself off of these things too. So the keyword, the alien keyword intercept is a free clearing. If you find yourself repeating a phrase or a word all the time, that means that they're getting mileage out of that, and more than likely they're abducting you by telling you to say that word all the time. And that kind of also goes with seeing numbers, for instance, or even letters. So remember, when you see a certain number all the time, like on your clock, I don't know, we'll just say that you see 505 all the time. And what happens is you're being remote controlled to see 505. So I'll kind of describe the way that works. So you're doing nothing, driving your car or whatever. You're not really thinking what time it is. Doesn't even want to come into your consciousness. But the alien who's controlling you says, I got to see if this person's hooked up to my program. So I will give them a little ping here at 505. And maybe you see 505 a lot of times, and the same alien wants to check up on you. So all of a sudden, you look down at the clock, your digital clock, and it says 505. And you go, oh, boy, I saw that last week. And you go, well, maybe that's my lucky number. And so that's kind of what happens. Or maybe you see 1111 or, you know, whatever, all these numbers, 1212s. So what happens? So the alien pings you, and they remote control you, so automatically you have to move your neck around, but probably have your neck, and after it's turned to look at your clock of your car, because you're actually facing, probably driving straight ahead, and you're not looking at your clock at all, you know? And so all of a sudden your head moves down, eyes focus on the clock, and bingo, that's that number. So the alien goes, aha, I got him this time. I know that I have him programmed because I moved his head, moved his eyes, and this is a recognition, and now I know that I have this person programmed. And they may do it all the time for you. So it's not necessarily spiritual numbers. imagine to the aliens it could be, you know, their spiritual numbers for you, but it's a tracking device. And so they know if they have you or not. I have people who said, you know, I got rid of my digital clock, and I have analog, so it's more confusing. They don't know if they got me or not because there's no validation. And also some people say, well, they just took their clock and they put a piece of tape on it or something so they can't, doesn't show. So anyway, but that's one scenario about the numbers. And that's all deals with the abduction and mind control and robotic programs. So, back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Yes, I actually have on my computer an analog clock with no numbers, just dots. I really love that. So you mentioned things like earlier, you know, things like astrology and past lives. And people who are now connected to creation lightship and getting rid of their densities no longer follow things like astrology or want to know about their past lives and go to psychics, etc. However, a lot of us did do that in our pasts. And is there some way that that could help us when we want to timeline crash things? For instance, you said, oh, maybe you know from going to a psychic or from a past life experience that you're supposed to be working this or that out with your husband or wife in this lifetime. So is there some way you could use the timeline crashes to get rid of some of the things that you know about from past lives?
Yes, so that's kind of what it's for. So what happens is when somebody tells you, we'll just say a psychic tells you that, gives you information about something, let's just say that the psychic tunes into you and you're talking and they go, oh my God, you know, you got some really bad luck coming your way. You're going to be hit by a car in a week. And right away, now you're emotionally attached to that because you don't want to be hit by the car. Or even worse, you know, for yourself, it's one thing. But if they were to say, oh boy, your dog's going to be hit by a car. Now you're probably going to be worried 100 times more about your dog going out than you. People just seem to like their animals better than themselves. You know, but let's just say that that's the situation. And so now you're worried about your dog getting hit by a car or your cat, okay? So what happens? That reader saw one of your timelines that's a possibility, okay? Everything is possible with the aliens. And now by telling you that and with your worrying and everything else, they put you on that timeline. So, well, I won't say the reader put you. You put yourself on multiple timelines because you heard about a situation that would be bad. It could also be one that's good. You can hear something, you know, that's going to be great happening to you, you know, tomorrow, the next day. And now you're going to be on those timelines. And it does happen on those timelines, okay, because you are going to be experiencing that. It may not happen here, but it may happen on all those timelines. Remember, a long time ago, the person, the one psychic, I forgot what his name was, but he mentioned about California going into the ocean and, you know, different places that would be safe to live in the United States here, Scallion. And his predictions were 100% correct. All that stuff happened. Just that you may not have been on that timeline and you're not on it now. To have that in your experience, but there are people that are living in those timelines where the Earth, the United States shrunk because of the oceans, and they're living that. Okay, that's their timeline. So they bought into that. Not that it's, you know, maybe bad to buy into it, but they got abducted onto that timeline. So that's where they're living. So when you hear something that's bad going to happen to you right away, you know, uh-oh, that's going to happen. Okay? Says you got a glimpse of it. Now do timeline crashes on it. So you go on the website. I think you can do 1 week or 1 month. It's two different settings there for timeline crashes. And from there, you just hit it a lot. And, you know, remember, they're going to tap into that according to your emotions. So if the person said that, you know, you're going to, maybe we'll talk about money here, that you're going to win, you know, $20 next week if you go play bingo, then you're going to be on the bingo timeline to win $20. That may not be too, you know, a bit, you know, a bad thing. You know, you're going to go, okay, I don't care if I'm on a timeline of that, or, you know, maybe 100 timelines. That's okay. But now they say, you know, switching it over, you're going to win $10,000. Or right away, now you're going to be on a lot of timelines. What's going to happen to you? Are you going to lose the $10,000 that they put you on the timeline with? Remember, because, you know, a lot of times the energy could come to you. You could win it. And the dark side goes, well, this person is very, very happy. And $10,000, now we're going to give them a bill for $12,000. We'll actually have the energy get returned to us and get more energy. And remember, it's probably their money anyway, in a sense. So, you know, they're going to reverse it. And now you're going the other end of the scale, because now you have this big bill that maybe is more money than what your winnings were. So you can get set up with timelines. Somebody can talk to you about something. You can get related to it. You can understand it. You can go, oh, yeah, I remember that. Or it could activate your DNA from your past. And then all of a sudden you're on those timelines. And so it depends how deeply involved you are with it emotionally. If it's a big charge for you, then you may want to do 1,000 timeline crashes to get rid of it. Otherwise, you know, you're going to be worrying about it all the time. And you're going to be out on timelines, not even knowing what's going on with you, because you're abducted and you're recreated on those timelines, and they get copy and pasted here. So sometimes what can happen is you can be on a timeline, and maybe for some reason they know that you're afraid of skinning your knee, so they create this timeline, and you're out there, and you know, like a baby or a young person, and all of a sudden they make the person skin their knee. It didn't happen here for you. You know, but all of a sudden you get a copy and pasted onto you here, and you're having an awful situation. And you wonder why your knees are always hurting, because you're on those timelines. So anything else I could be talking about, Anne, that I need to clarify for people?
No, I don't think so. I'll go on with the, you know, that's very helpful, Ron. And I know that I've experienced talking to people, and I just think now, oh, we're on completely different timelines. Luckily for me, because things are, you know, very real to them that would be happening to me, because we're in proximity to each other, but they're not at all.
Oh yeah, and you can't have, you know, miscommunication.
Right.
That's a big one. So you could be on one timeline. And maybe you're on, you know, a timeline like for going shopping. So you're on the shopping timeline, and that's where you want to be. Whether you're in the now or not, you're still on that timeline. And, you know, you agreed the day before to talk to somebody at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. But you're on the shopping timeline, and you forgot about the 2 o'clock timeline to talk to somebody. And so you're out now having, you know, buying your groceries at 2 o'clock, which even could be odd for you to even do that. Maybe, you know, you never did it before. So they put you onto a timeline to make you miss your connection with somebody. Or maybe you're talking to somebody, and all of a sudden they get jerked into other timelines. You look at them, you know, as you're talking, and they look up in the sky a little bit, you know, their eyes kind of move around. They don't look at you naturally because they're kind of wondering where they are. And then naturally they come back here, or something comes back here, I should say that, another fabricated body that looks like the original one. And, you know, it may take a tenth of a second for the person to kind of reconnect that they're on the Earth here. Remember, a tenth of a second could be 10 hours for the aliens, as they're preparing the person, putting the makeup on them, make sure their hair's combed the way it was before, is the clothes straight, you know, and tight on them, you know. Maybe they forgot to put a belt on, you know, when they brought the person in, so their pants are falling down a little bit. You look, wonder why the person's grabbing their pants all the time. They didn't do it before. Or maybe they have a problem with the eyes, and the person keeps blinking their eyes. They go, why is this person blinking their eyes? You know, they never did it before. So all these things can happen. So the main thing is, if they're not on your timeline, forget it. You know, actually just forget it, because they're not going to be able to communicate with you. Because when they leave here, and a new replica comes in here from another timeline, they're not going to know what you talked about. So, like I mentioned, 95% of the planet got abducted in December 21st to the end of the year there of 2012. That was a dark side ascension. And so we were living in the sense people who kind of heard about, we'll say. Remember, when you hear about something, then all of a sudden you're hooked up to it. So people heard about the end of the Mayan calendar, and the Mayans are probably waiting for you. Remember, what's your spiritual practices? For my information, they like to take people up on the pyramids and kind of pull out their hearts, you know, probably chop their heads off and everything else, you know. Maybe drank their blood. I don't know if they did that or not, but more than likely they did all these rituals and sacrifices of people, and the people went along with it. They got mesmerized, and they didn't mind getting killed. So that's their spiritual practice. So now you can see probably what happened to 95% of the humans, because they bought that spiritual practice into that. They understand now that you know, they're doing this Mayan end of the calendar, which is the end of their life. And so that's what happened. The Mayans set everybody up. And that's where the humans went. So what came back? Clone replicas. So when the first clones came out, and this is sort of like timelines too, they didn't know how to give change. All they had was like maybe a week or two of memory. It'd be like an early computer a long time ago. And they had to, you know, research data. And get data, ask you all different types of questions. They couldn't give change. One person, I can remember, they talked about going into one of the, in like Starbucks, and the person was in there or some kind of coffee house, and that they asked him something about how come the person, I guess the person poured a cup of coffee, but they made a fresh pot, poured a cup of coffee into their cup, and then they threw away all the coffee in the coffee pot. So they didn't catch on to what the owner told them to do. So they made a new batch for the next person. And so and the person said something like, we have desserts here, and the desserts are $2. And the person says, well, where's the desserts at? They're not here. She goes, well, we're getting desserts here. The desserts are $2. Oh, they're very limited on their stuff. For myself, you know, going into a store that they didn't know what a $100 bill was. So that was at our superstore that we have. I won't give the name of that. But, you know, this is common. So you got to realize that the clones that came in then were completely, you know, not from this planet. So that was an experiment. The new clones are emotional bodies that are here now. And the aliens found a way to create emotional bodies. So people now are really emotional. And they'll ask you all kinds of questions, and they don't care why they're asking it. They just want to collect data on you. So they probably have cameras in their eyes and a microphone in their ears. I take those out of people, like at the expos and stuff. But anyway, that's sort of the way it is. So when you're not here, where are you? Who knows? I would say if you're not here, you're probably living hell someplace, okay? Just because you don't know what's going on. You don't know where you are when you're not here, but you are living life. And in source energy of one life only in the now. You're not a multidimensional being, because a multidimensional being means that you have more than one lifetime, and which means that you're out on timelines. Just connect the dots. It's very, very simple. So once you start listening to more of the programs here, you'll realize that all that you've learned in your lifetime has been a lie to you. So that's basically it. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. Well, we have an email with a really great question, and it's about timelines. And this listener has done, you know, been listening a while and done quite a few healings. So I'd like to read this email, and he describes timeline crashes in a very nice way, too. So can I go ahead and read that?
Sure, go ahead. Uh-huh.
And then I'd love your input. And then another listener who's done a lot of timeline crashes weighed in on it, and I'd like to read that person's email also. But let me just start this. It seems like the function of the timeline crash is to take away the obstacles of a situation. And then what is left is lack of obstacles, kind of an addition by subtraction, such as using it to clear a particular pain. It takes away all the timelines related to that pain. And now here's the question. Is this the only way to use the timeline crash to take away obstacles? is there a way to use the timeline crashes to directly bring forth something that I want? And if so, can you give me an example?
Yeah, you could use it. Remember, they create timelines, okay? And so you're going to be on timelines unless you're in the present moment in the now. And when you're in the present moment in the now, then you're not going to be able to think because, remember, source energy doesn't judge, so there's no thoughts there. And then you're in your heart with your spirit. So for some people, that's real difficult because you go, well, how do you live life without thinking? Well, you do a lot of timeline crashes. You do the mind-to-heart drop. And then you figure out, and it finally dawns on you, yeah, I do this off and on, but I'm being creative. I'm in the now. Well, that's the same thing. So how do you do a timeline crash to make something positive in your life? So basically, the first thing is, remember, the aliens want your energy. So they have to create these scenarios that they have, and normally it's negative ones. You know, like I said, you know, if you're one of the few lucky people out there who keeps getting, you know, $100 bills in the mail every day, maybe $1,000 worth, and you keep getting them, and now it's in your closet, inside of your car, up in your attic, and you can't move around in your house, and you're having that difficulty, please let us know. You know, so normally that's not the case. They're going to create a situation for you where it's a negative one, make you suffer. So how do you make a timeline crash for the positive? So all they want is energy. So you can say, you know, and this is true with being cloned out. You can ask for a smarter clone to come into you. Remember, every 10 minutes you replicate it, a new you is there. Another alien race is controlling you. And then you're real about 3 hours a month. And that's when you really have your shit together, we'll call it, right? You think of what you're going to be doing. You go, wow, I know I can do this here. I've been trying to clean my garage for 6 months, and today's the day or tomorrow's the day. And then that time goes, the three-hour time frame leaves, and then you're not doing it. That's because the aliens need your bone structure and your GPS location to attach the clones to, and that's when they bring the real you here. So when you do timeline crashes, you're actually bringing back, in a sense, the real you by getting rid of all the replicas of you. Because the real you is probably perfectly fine. It probably has no problems. So that's what I believe the person said, that you normally do timeline crashes for like a pain or an illness, and all of a sudden it goes away. That's because every 10 minutes as you're being recreated by another alien race, and if you have a sore throat, they just can't, you know, create a wellness. They're going to create another sore throat for you and go on and on and on. And eventually, you know, you're going to have that situation where probably you're healed and well, okay? And it could take maybe a couple of weeks. Now, your timeline crashes on your sore throat, you might be well within hours. So how do you make a positive one for yourself? Now, remember, all they want to do is steal your energy. So they may not care if you request something. So you can say, you know, I want to request I have this positive thing happening to me, whatever that would be. And then they see that, and they can start to replicate you in the next 10 minutes with what your request is. So you put that on timeline crashes. But you want to be in the now to manifest. You can't be on timelines in the darkness. So you want to do this manifestation of whatever you want to have happen in the present moment. And then from there you can do a timeline crash where you can bring something back into your life or bring something new into your life that you really want to have, because you'd be crashing the timelines that are not given that to you. So you can, if I flip it over upside down, we'll say, and do it that way. So you can put in what you want to have on a timeline. So the aliens are just read that as you're requesting that. Remember, they're using mind energy. Mind energy is of darkness. So normally they, you know, need to get your energy, so they're not going to give you those $100 bills in your mailbox. But they will give you bills, okay? And so from there, you just say what you want to have, and you can do timeline crashes to bring that new reality into your life. I know a lot of people have done that before. Or you get off a timeline. Maybe for some reason you have a situation going on where maybe you owe somebody $1,000. Thus on that lack energy of losing $1,000 with this person. So you keep doing timeline crashes, and maybe that person will just drop out of your life completely because they're no longer on the timeline that you're greeting and meeting them to give them $1,000. So so you're not consenting to it, and you just automatically get onto another timeline, and you get one that's more positive for you, or one that you want to choose. So you are a choice, in a sense, if you wish to do that, and you are using the dark side script. Like I said, you know, if you're happy, they're going to get your energy, and if you're sad, they're going to get your energy. But they somehow want to make you more in sadness and do the negative things on you more than the positive. So you can interject and do timeline crashes that way. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. So, and this listener also was saying that they use the fetus infusion clearing and the billboard clearing to get positive things into their lives too, and I think those are two really good ones. Then they just wanted your input also on the timeline crashes, so that was very helpful. I think I'd still like to read this email too, though, Ron, because I know you always enjoy hearing from listeners who do a lot of the clearing. So shall I read this? It's a little long, but it's a good one.
Okay, yeah.
And so this person's writing how I work with the timeline crashes. The first thing to always remember about Creation Lightship is that it does not put anything into anyone or any situation. It cannot, as it would have to judge the individual or situation. It's virtually impossible to go through life not thinking. It is what this reality conditions us to do. In fact, if you don't think, it's almost impossible to get anything done. The trick, and yes, it is a trick, is for one to use the timeline crashes as a giant eraser to remove, wipe away those ah darn timelines that we create or others create for us. It literally gives us a clean slate to consciously write what we want or desire upon it. It removes the element of fear, because if we make a mistake or we don't like what is manifesting in our lives, we can just crash the heck out of it and start over. In essence, it removes the fear factors from the choices we make. The timeline crashes are tools that gives you repeated opportunities to get it right. It doesn't even matter if it's not done right the first time. What we need to do is, after you do timeline crashes and remove what you do not want from your life, do the mind-to-heart drop and focus on feeling the satisfaction that you would derive from obtaining what you want or being where you want. And this listener calls this basking. One's feeling body would be a good idea for one to have their feeling body cleared out and healed, so this is even more effective. And you don't have to bask for long, about 3 to 5 minutes. Just sort of enjoy or wallow in that really good feeling for a while. And this person says, this works for me always. Also, basking removes the dualistic energy that thinking would bring into the scenario. So basically they're saying sit with yourself in a state of being heart-centered and in the moment. And again, just remember the lightship cannot give us anything, because it would have to judge, and it cannot judge. It can only remove what you don't want, and then you fill the void. Or calling it vacuum, emptiness, clean slate, which it does provide us with. And then it's your life, and it's up to you to put in it what you want. And you, each person, is the only one who can do that and who should do that. And then I thought, thank you so much, listener. I hope that's helpful to people to kind of take the timeline crashes to the next level. And I thought that if you do that heart-centered sort of basking, as this person calls it, being present with what you want, then what other blocks you might have, or if you feel stuck, like, I don't know what I need to timeline crash in order to fix this situation, then it might come to you what those things are, and you could be more efficient with your timeline crashes. But, Ron, I'd like you to address that, and also maybe explain the difference between what we're talking about here and what I just read in Law of Attraction.
Okay, yeah. the law of attraction is the dark side energy. So you put something out into the cosmos out there, your thought energies, what you believe you want to manifest. And then that's the law of cause and effect, and it will bring you normally what your intent will be in darkness. And then you're still stuck with the opposite end of that, the dualistic energy. So when you're asking for something, first of all, you're outside of yourself. So that right away you know that you're not in source energy. So everything outside of yourself, and I can probably pick on a lot of the New Age stuff. So we'll just say we have somebody listening who does the violet flame and praying to whoever out there, whatever. Well, it's outside of yourself, nothing to do with you. And so you're asking something outside of yourself for a favor. And that's what people do in churches. And so what are you getting? You're getting the aliens, giving you a favor, and that's the law of cause and effect. And then they'll also do whatever else they want to do to you because you're connecting to their energetic systems. So you want to just be in the now. You don't want to be on timelines asking something outside of yourself. You might say, oh, I know I'm talking to Archangel Michael. I've been doing it for 50 years, and, man, he's my guide. Well, there's no such thing as any of that stuff. Those energies that you perceive as being masters that were here may have only been here for an hour, and they left, their message, they left their teachings, their philosophy, whatever it would be to the people, and they're gone. But somehow it kept getting re-fabricated, we'll say, and then recontaminated by people praying to it, connecting to it. So anything that you pray to, P-R-A-Y, you're a P-R-E-Y to what you're being hooked up to. So naturally, you ask anybody. In fact, I saw one of the movies on Netflix. I forgot what it was, but the person said, oh, yeah. Well, in fact, if you ask, watch people, maybe when they go to war, they always say a prayer that they're going to kill the right person and that they're going to live afterwards. I mean, asking God to help them kill somebody. Well, the aliens do that. You see, that's not source energy. So they're trying to align themselves with a hierarchy of aliens to come in to work through them, to take the energy of their fear. Naturally, if you're killing somebody, you're probably going to be in fear, I would think. I don't know. But from there, they're asking a God energy to help them kill someone. Or you can go back, and look at the churches. You go, oh, God, I need help getting my tires fixed on my car. Can you please help me? I need, $300, I don't have it, etc. So you're always asking for a favor. What are they giving you in return? What are you getting from them after they maybe, do that? Maybe you're there and you say, man, God, I need $1 million. And the God energy, the alien race that's controlling you for that 10 minutes says, we'll fix this person. They want $1 million, so we'll have them walk in front of the bus. Bus will run them over. They're paralyzed for life. And they'll get a lawsuit, and they'll make $1 million, and they got what they asked for. So, anything outside of yourself is darkness. And that's why you do the mind to heart drop, and you connect to your own spirit, and then you work in the now. So that's sort of that. Now, getting back to, timeline crashes. So you want to get something in your life, you have to become that reality, okay? If you don't become that reality of what you're choosing to manifest, and we could use the word frequency of what you want to get, but I'll just use the word reality. If you're not going to become that reality and have it in you, then you're never going to get it. Or you may get it and you're going to lose it because you don't own it. You have to become that reality of consciousness. And so that's sort of the way that is. There's a lot of people who want to get stuff outside of themselves. They want to, normally things here on this planet cost money, and so people want to get a lot of money to buy a lot of things. Maybe they get some money and they buy a lot of things and they're broke and they haven't saved anything. I'm not trying to judge people, but what did they do? They got and they fulfilled their dreams, their satisfaction, but they never healed themselves. So maybe buying that that Rolls Royce and buying that new house and everything else, well, all of a sudden, now what do they get next? Okay, they haven't owned it. They haven't became their reality. And now they still have that emptiness. So they're buying something to fill themselves up. and they think that's going to fix them, and it doesn't. So that's what people do all the time. And then you put on timelines. So I guess back to you, Ann.
Okay. I think you made that very clear, Ron, that you need to start from peace for any way that you want to move your life forward or change your life, because if not, you're just going into the mental energy and the mind energy, and then that makes everything not better in your life and makes it worse. You'll just be stepping into it. And like the listener said, you are sort of tricking, you know, playing a game in a way, or tricking the dark side. But if you stay peaceful, then you're going to be okay.
Yeah, and the only reason why you're abducted, because you're thinking. And when you're thinking, then you're bringing forth the energy of emotions. So we have mainly abductions are done through emotions. And that could be fear, anger, anxieties. We have whole lifetime clearings for that. So if you're listening, the whole lifetime clearing, I do about basically 2 years of your life. Takes 1 minute to do approximately. So, you know, if you're, let's just say you're 20 years of age, probably take you 10 minutes to clear your whole lifetime of whatever clearing you're doing, you know. And normally you start off with the emotional clearing. That's what you need to start off with. That's your major reason for abductions, because you're in emotions. So I'll go a step further, slightly sideways. If you would say, well, gee, you know, I'm supposed to be this person of light. You know, I came here for this purpose, this reason, in this lifetime, you know. And I don't know what happened, but I don't feel like I'm, you know, doing my mission in a sense. Well, when you're first born, you are full of light. That's why babies glow. And then as you start to think, that glow leaves them, and after maybe the first couple of years, then they lost their spirit energy. That's why they're not glowing. Hello. And where is it? Will it come back to them? Well, it could be outside of their body, a couple feet out, or it got abducted out on timelines. So, you know, your highest energy that you have here is when you're first born. And then when you leave here, it's less than what you came in with, because you got involved with emotions and thoughts and things. So that's sort of what happens. And unfortunately, you know, that's the way life is here. So we're controlled by this, you know, the unwanted universal travelers here, and they want to take your energies. And when you're in emotions a lot, you're in fear or in trauma, or you get upset, whatever it is, you know, everybody has their own little thing going on. So whatever that is, the aliens are sucking your energy and maybe stealing your spirit, your soul, a little fragrance of it. So the whole thing is to be peaceful. That's source energy. That's what you came in here with. So why not try to get back to it? So that's why you want to do clearings to clean your body out, so that your spirit will not come into contamination. So as you notice, as people get older and they start aging and they start having physical conditions, now why is that? Because they lost their spirit. The person is dying in the hospital, maybe at, say, you know, 80 years of age, and you go, wow, they look pretty bad. Well, of course. Their whole lifetime, they lost their spirit, and the darkness took them over, and they're dying. So, you know, that's the whole thing. You do clearings to get rid of the alien programs and to get your spirit back into your body so you can have a better life here. So that's the whole basic premise why we have whole lifetime clearings. You just need to do it one time, and then you normally want to get the unlimited version. And the unlimited version will allow you to go into that same clearing, because once the clearing is done, it stops at that current particular day and time, and everything then is in your future. So it cleans out your past. And the past is what you're dealing with. That activates your DNA from what you experienced, either got involved with yourself physically or saw it on TV or whatever, and you want to get that out of you. So like I say, you know, if you see, in a sense, I'll use the word a holy man, like Eastern Indian or something, and they're all dressed in white, and they don't normally want to touch people or hug them, mainly because they don't want to contaminate themselves or get slimed from people's energies. They already worked on themselves. They work with the creation lightship energies that have taken their whole lifetime to get where they are. They could probably do it very quickly. As you're looking at basically maybe 15, 20 minutes to clear your whole lifetime out of a situation, like fear or trauma and things. They'll get rid of almost all of it. And if not, then you may have some other issue, but basically you got to start somewhere. The whole thing you start with is the emotional, and then do the mental full lifetime. So I guess, what's next? We got probably about 5 minutes to go.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask you if we could keep going a little later tonight. We already went a little over. Yes, I have. I was thinking maybe before we go on, because we've given a lot of really, really helpful information tonight, Ron, but could we have a sample healing? And I was thinking that the feeling body, sample of that, and the sensory body would be interesting for people to have an experience of.
Okay, so the feeling body is what some people use. Remember, they first probably trashed their emotional body, so that got, overtaken, we'll say, overflowing of stuff here. And then it goes from there typically into your feeling body. So now you go someplace and your feeling body sampling, is it safe to be here? Before it may have just been your emotional body. So the feeling body is what people normally use to see how they're feeling and how other people are feeling. So it's like an energetic cord. They court people to see kind of how they're feeling, if they want to go meet them or not. I would imagine most people who are in the dating scene are using their feeling body a lot because they want to see if they want to go out with that person. So here we go. Let's just take a situation that you have about feelings. So think of one of your feelings, and from there, typically it could be a good feeling, a positive one, or a negative one. Maybe you have the feeling of anger, so that's another situation, but what we'll do a clearing for what you have to think of. Remember, I can't necessarily do a blanket healing for people, because you must think of a situation, because the light always sees you perfect. It cannot judge you. So, I'm not judging anybody. I need you to judge yourself, to look at your situation of what you want to have released. So just think of something right now. Remember, you're using the thoughts, because that's the alien agenda. They gave you the book of thoughts. And in that is all the pages of emotions and feelings and mental energies, a sensory body. You have abandonment, you have addictions. All this stuff is in that book that they gave you, and it depends how much you use the book, how many pages you've read, and how much experience you've had. So here we go. We'll work on the feeling body. So think of one of your feelings that you have, and I'll release that one particular event from you. So here we go. I'll count to five to command the energy to do so. One, two, three, four, five, and that's released from you now. If you revisit it now, you will see the event. It'll still be there in Technicolor, but you're not going to say, wow, I really feel awful about this here, You're going to just see it and say, okay, I'm okay with it now. Been there, done that, and I can move on. And you're back into neutral with that experience. That's the way light's supposed to be. Now you want a sensory. So sensory body is kind of similar. It's a little different, but, if you were to do a definition of the two, it would probably be almost identical. But this is how you sense energies. And so, some people sense energies, like maybe readers may sense energies, psychic readers. They may also use their feeling body to do so, too. But here's your sensory body. And then you have an empathic body also. But we'll do the sensory body. So here we go. Think of one of your senses that you have. You experience something. Here we go. So, in fact, I never have done this, but think of a really, using your nose as one of your senses, okay? Think of a really bad smell that you had, experienced, okay? Not that you had, but you could have had it. But maybe you went by a fish market and it didn't smell very good, rotten fish or something. Maybe, you went by a place where there's a lot of manure or something, and you can kind of smell it now when you think about it. So So here we go. Think of that situation. So one, two, three, four, and five. And I'll do that one again. There's always that camping trip that you went on where they had the outhouses, you know, the old ones. And you open the door and you go, oh, God, I got to use this here, you know. So think of that one here. You probably all have that. So here we go. And remember, these energies are still lit live and wiggling with you. They're in your energetic field, and you're still experiencing them. Remember, your past never leaves you. That's why your spirit is contaminated, because you're not clearing out this energy. You're living your past so you can release these energies out of you. So here we go. That outhouse. So here we go. Releasing that smell from you. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, that was terrific. Thank you so much. Tonight has been so helpful. I just wanted to say that if you're new, we have a lot of archives of all of the BBS shows, and also on Ron's website, which again is creationlightship.com, you will see the CTR link, which is to the right and I think also on the bottom left. And there are archives there, and there were shows done on timeline crashes, and Ron goes over some of the same things, but as I said earlier, it's always a little different, and we really appreciate you, Ron, for that, for all you do for us. So thank you for those samples. Is there anything? We do have many more emails and comments, but we'll save those for tomorrow night. We have our next show is at 7 p.m. Pacific time on BBS Radio again. And is there anything you want to do before we say goodnight, Ron?
Let's see here. We have our Sunday call coming up tomorrow. I mean, Sunday. So that's where we get rid of alien parasitic life forms. So that's on Sunday. It's an eight-hour call. But let's do the mind of heart drop here. So this you want to do yourself all the time. It takes about 15 seconds. If you meditate, then you're wasting your life. Because you're trying to get to where I can take you right now in 15 seconds, and you could be meditating for hours. And then you're on those timelines. Who's in your body? You're out of your body for sure, normally. And who's mining the fort? Now you got entities coming into you. So here we go. This is what you want to do to get back into peace, to be with your spirit. That's the goal here, reclaiming your spirit, because you already forced it out of your body. So you want to say out loud, I now command my spirit to release the thoughts inside of my head. It's that simple. So I'll say it again. I now command my spirit to release the thoughts inside of my head. And now what you do is count from 10 to 1 backwards. You can do it 3 times. Once you get used to it, you can do it less. But you can go like 3, 2, 1, but we'll count from 10 to 1 3 times. And here we go. So you're going to feel the energies leave your head, go to your heart. So dropping down, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And now you're in peace. You're always searching for peace. This will give you peace in 15 seconds. And if you are in a crowd of people, you can always whisper it. But to tell all your friends, if we did this with everybody on the planet, we would have no wars and people would live perfectly side by side. So that's the mind to heart drop. So thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll see you tomorrow. We go to the Light Ship on Saturdays, Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship, and same time, same station on BBS. Bye, everybody. Thank you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Bye, all.